And now it's time for sports. WNBA Finals, Red River Rivalry, and farewell to a football and Chicago legend. Michelle Steele of ESPN joins us. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Good morning, Scott.
Oh, Dick Butkus. Left us at the age of 80.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame middle linebacker. Number 51, 7 all-time pro, the soul of defense. You know, and so Chicago, Chicago Vocational High School, sturdy as a skyscraper, fierce as the wind off the lake in December, wasn't he?
All great adjectives, Scott, and you're a Chicago guy. You can't talk about Chicago Bears football without mentioning Dick Butkus. There are beloved athletes, of course, in this city, but boy, what a hometown story. Born and raised on the South Side, went to Illinois, played offense and defense when he first got there, drafted alongside Gale Sayers to the Chicago yep. Bears, and became the standard for what it meant to play linebacker in the NFL. And, you know, his calling card was dominating and, you might say, demoralizing his opponents. Bears wide receiver Johnny Mathis once famously said, "I was afraid of Dick Butkus, and he was on my team." Now, of course, Butkus played before concussion protocols and cameras everywhere on the sideline. He got away with a lot more, but he defined what it meant to be a Chicago Bears linebacker. Tough guy, gonna be missed, transcendent player.
Yeah. WNBA Finals begin tomorrow. The New York Liberty face the defending champion Las Vegas Aces. No team has won the title back-to-back since 2002. What do you foresee?
Well, you know, this was a matchup the entire league was waiting for since the offseason, because that's when these super teams were assembled. The closest score differential between these two teams in the regular season was 9 points, but we expect the finals to be a lot more competitive than that. And the matchup to watch here is the Aces' Asia Wilson, last year's MVP, against this year's MVP, the Liberty's Brianna Stewart. You know, we can debate the merits of super teams, Scott, but it's been a real good thing for the WNBA, and fans can really catch on quick to the storylines with all these big stars, and the best of five series tips off tomorrow night. Should be exciting.
Finally, in college football, the Red River rivalry, the undefeated Oklahoma Sooners face the undefeated Texas Longhorns, Cotton Bowl in Dallas. The last time these two teams play each other before they leave the Big 12 conference next year for the SEC. How could they not keep playing each other? But this is kind of the end of an era, isn't it?
Yeah, especially for college football, which is about so much tradition and history. And Texas and Oklahoma are leaving the Big 12 after this season. They're chasing a bigger spotlight and, of course, more money in the SEC. But if you ask me, this was the marquee rivalry in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And now it's just going to be one of the big rivalry games in the SEC. And it's a fun one. They have it at the Texas State Fair. It's every year on the second Saturday of October. They've been doing this since 1900. And what's great about playing in the Cotton Bowl is that they're equidistant between Norman, Oklahoma, and Austin, Texas. So the stadium is about 50-50 between OU and Texas. There's somebody screaming on just about every play. And if you love college football, you'll be watching these two undefeateds. Think about it. Texas has given up 6 touchdowns this season, I believe. OU, just 5. So, Scott, these teams can play defense, and they put up points as well. And whoever wins will keep their college playoff hopes very much alive. So I'm really looking forward to this one. And if you like food, lots of fried stuff at the Texas State Fair, I understand.
Ooh, yeah, that'll make you ready for the game, Michelle Steele.
Fried Oreos and all that.
Thanks so much, Michelle.